Our guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Strawman with Progressive Ag Marketing. And Brian, kind of a quiet sideways mix type trade today here in this grain market.
It was during the day session, Randy. And again, I think you look at the corn market, just not a lot of buying interest. The funds are short that market. You look at the planting progress, and that was better than expected. The Ukraine said that they're not going to limit any exports, and then South Korea comes in and buys some South American corn. And, you know, just look at the news, and it's just kind of negative. And again, that's weighing on that market. Same kind of story in the soybeans. Planting progress came in at 8%, 4% is the five-year average. And, again, not a lot of buying interest there. And the wheat complex did find some support, again, from the winter wheat conditions that declined 3%, and maybe talk of some drier areas in the western plains. But we'll see, you know, as how that plays out as we move forward.
Are we looking at prices where we're kind of teetering on planting beans, planting corn?
You know, I think we had a little, you know, I mean, you look at acre competition, and now that the tractors are rolling, gosh, I don't know that the difference between the two really makes much of a difference. You know, when you look at the percentage of corn versus soybeans, and not a lot of incentive, I think, on the corn side of things either. When you look at where the price is at.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's kind of curious because with USDA estimating some 97 million acres of corn, even if we get to 95, 94, that's still almost too much corn, it seems like.
You know, certainly the stocks will still be large. It's a pretty big crop. And then when you take a look at the demand on the ethanol side of things, you know, with some of that disappearing with these plant closures, you know, your stocks, we can get rid of some acres and still have stocks that are plentiful. So, again, I think when you look at those early on with 97 million acres of corn and a poor price, you know, we might have had some beans, you know, get planted instead of corn. But now that we're into the field here full swing, I'm not sure that that percentage as far as the difference makes much difference.
Yeah, that's for sure. Now, on the cattle side, that's probably the brighter spot here today. We traded mostly higher most of the day here in all those contracts.
We did. You know, the lean hogs traded limit up yesterday, used the expanded limits again this morning, up $5.50. The cutouts have been strong. Processing capacity is down 25%, and I think that's limiting the supply that we see here in the food chain and the grocery stores, and a couple slaughter plants coming out early in the week saying that their supplies are going to be limited, and that gets consumer demand up and running and kind of cleaning those shelves off. So a pretty good day on the lean hogs, live cattle, feeder cattle, you know, slightly higher again. Record highs as far as the boxes go, record high packer margins, and the futures are at a discount to the cash, I think, offering support to the live cattle. Feeder cattle, you know, flying along here on the heels of the shirt tails of the live cattle, in addition to, again, demand has been fairly decent for grass cattle, and that is the time frame that we're in.
Anything else we need to be talking about or aware of here?
You know, I think just look at weather, and, you know, we'll see what USDA says here next month as far as their monthly USDA supply-demand report and what they come out with for acres, and we'll continue to monitor the COVID-19 pandemic, too, as we move forward to see if these states start to open up. We get some people moving around, people going back to work, and maybe we'll get a little more demand on the gas side of things as well here. Certainly big stocks on the crude oil front.
Yeah, that's for sure. That would help out a lot if we get a little bit better gasoline demand.
You know, it certainly would. We've got the tractors, you know, and the farming group out and moving right now. And if we can get some people back out driving and get into the time frame in the summer, too, with vacations. But are they going to be limited as well as everything else here with the COVID-19? We'll see how that plays out.
Brian Strawman at Progressive Ag Marketing.